This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the blessings of the congregational prayers and the imam who leads the congregational prayers when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah? So, dear listeners, we talk about the congregational prayers and how they directly affect our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. An interesting thing that we have been talking about is how this congregational prayers, which is led by an imam, a prayer leader, has a direct effect, not just the prayer itself, but how the prayer leader, the imam, the leader of the congregational prayers, also has a direct impact upon our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. We had talked about in previous episodes how the prayer leader needs certain requirements, they need certain spiritual aspects which they must have in order for them to be the leader of the prayers in a congregation. For example, we talked about how they need to be just, they need to have knowledge, they need to implement their knowledge, they need to be righteous and noble and honorable and pious and God-fearing, and they need to implement Islamic laws upon themselves. Of course, these are all requirements for an imam, a leader who is leading the congregational prayers. And of course, we had said that when this imam, this leader, has these qualities, then the Muslim brothers and sisters, you and I, the people of the community, they also are inspired to be like that individual who is leading the prayers, to be noble and righteous and honorable and just. Now, it's interesting, we find in this book of traditions by the name of Mustadrak al-Wasail in volume number 1, page 490, a tradition which says that the leader of the congregation must be one whose faith and commitment the people trust. So a very beautiful requirement or a very beautiful characteristic of this prayer leader in the congregational prayers is that that individual's faith and their commitment must be trusted by the people. So the people trust that this individual is strong in their faith. They are committed to the faith. They are committed to Islam. They are loyal to Islam. Their faith is steadfast. They have determination and willpower upon this path. Now, of course, when the people see these aspects of an individual to the extent where they start to trust these things about this individual, then, of course, it is rational and it is logical that the people will also want to be like this. They will want to have steadfastness in their faith, determination in their faith. They want to be committed to the religion, committed to the deen. And this is what is done indirectly and perhaps directly via this prayer leader, this imam, in the congregational prayers that directly or indirectly affects our ubudiyya of Allah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Muti'in Lillah. Please stay with me. Carry us in the ships of your deliverance. Give us to enjoy the pleasure of whispered prayer to you. Make us drink at the pools of your love. Let us taste the sweetness of your affection and nearness. Allow us to struggle in you. Preoccupy us with obeying you, and purify your intentions and devoting works to you, for we exist through you and belong to you, and we have no one to mediate with you but you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. Now, in continuation to this subject which we were talking about, of course, which was the congregational prayers, their effect, and how they enhance our ubudiyya, and of course, the congregational prayers themselves in their own aspect, they enhance and strengthen our ubudiyya, but of course, there is a great and important role which can be seen in the leader of the congregational prayers and how it helps us and inspires us to be like that individual. Now, along these lines, we find, in again in this book of traditions by the name of Al-Wafi, in volume number 2, page 177, where the esteemed, loyal, faithful companion of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon them both, a companion by the name of Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari. Of course, many of us know this individual as being a very famous companion of both the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali. So Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, he says, "Your Imam is your intercessor, your Shafi, on the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. So do not let your intercessor, your Shafi, be among the ignorant and transgressing people." A very beautiful tradition brought to us by Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, and it makes sense because the prayer leader, the Imam, in this aspect is the one who is our intermediary. We consider him to be better than us as far as piety and righteousness and honorableness and nobility. We consider him to be better as far as implementing the Islamic laws and being a person who is close to Allah. And so because we consider him better than we are, we put them forth in front of us and pray behind this individual, for he is the best among us. And so they do become a Shafi, an intercessor, an intermediary by default, not just for our prayers, but also on the day of resurrection. And so, of course, we must be very, very careful, dear friends, that this intercessor, this intermediary, this Shafi, not just in our congregational prayers, but our Friday prayers, and even on the day of resurrection, may it not be an individual who is an oppressor, who is ignorant, who is an aggressor, and who is a transgressor. May Allah protect us from this. And so just as the Imam can have a positive influence upon the community, there is also a very real threat that they can have a negative influence on the community. And so, at the end of this segment, let us always remember that it is our duty to make sure that the one who is leading these prayers, the one who is leading the community, must be one who falls under the requirements, characteristics, and qualities set forth by the Ahlul Bayt, by the Holy Prophet, by the Quran, by Allah.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Mannan.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Nami Farhat Al-Amali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A lot of youth are turning to religion, but some of them become very extreme. They start interpreting verses and narrations and coming up with their own theories that are not based on any solid evidence, but rather on their weak understanding of religion. And the moment you disagree with them, they start attacking you. This is a problem, but it is never too late to change. What you need to do before you start memorizing information is to work on your spirituality, to clean yourself through losing your ego. Reading is very important, but it's not enough. It is like you have a cup of water in front of you. You read how tasty the water is, how pure it is. Reading can give you some information about the water, but it doesn't make you taste the water. When you work on your spirituality, when you work on cleaning yourself and destroying your ego, you will get a chance to taste how pure the water is. And when this water goes down into your heart, it will remove extremism and it will fill your heart with love to everyone. It will make you accept everyone, even those who you disagree with. It will make you open up to everyone, to love good for everyone, because religion is nothing other than love. Lose your ego to win yourself. Understand that you are nothing to receive everything. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to Foresight on IRIB English Radio. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for staying with us until this last segment. We've been talking about the important and integral role of the imam, the one who leads the congregational prayers, when it deals with our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. So we had talked about how this individual must be one who, according to the traditions, their faith and their commitment to Islam and their commitment to the faith must be trusted by the people. This in turn will create a feeling, it will influence the people to also create this feeling of faith and determination in Islam and their commitment to Islam. Of course, we also talked about in the second segment a tradition from Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, who says to be careful who your imam is and who is placed as being your imam, who is also selected to be the imam, the leader of the prayers, because this individual is an intermediary and is also an intercessor, a shafi, on the day of resurrection, and you don't want a bad guy to be your intercessor. Matter of fact, you want to be as far away as you can from oppressors and tyrants and dictators and evil people on that day of resurrection. We bring one final tradition regarding the imams and how it relates to our ubudiyya, the imam of the congregational prayers, where again we find in this book of traditions by the name of Wasa'il al-Shia, volume number 5, page 416, there is a very beautiful tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, "The imam of the congregation is one who leads you towards Allah. So be aware of whom you are following." A very beautiful, a very profound tradition here, which tells us so many different things. First and foremost, that the imam and the prayer leader in the congregational prayers is definitely a means of increasing and enhancing our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. And how? Well, apart from the many different things which we have listed in previous programs and in this program, of course, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam says that this individual leads you towards Allah. And so, of course, this person who leads you towards Allah, he takes your hand and guides you towards Allah, definitely enhances our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. And of course, as Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said at the end of his tradition, be aware, be careful, this is a warning to all of us. Be aware and be careful, and be wary of whom you are following. Don't follow just anybody, because the imam is the one who leads you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahana ma'adalak malika kun liman malak labbayka qad labbaytu lak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.